Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Could employee right to disconnect laws come to the United States? Most employees, no matter what the industry or job title, have faced the sometimes unsettling work calls, texts, or emails from their boss or colleagues late at night or on the weekend, or even when they're away from the office entirely and enjoying some time off. Most organizations and leaders at least try to limit these outside of normal working hours communications, or at least reserve them only for reasonably urgent matters. But other managers, often emboldened and conditioned by company cultures that value and expect an always-on mentality, can certainly overdo these all hours of the day and night messages, and even expect their employees to read and respond to them, almost as if they were sent at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. For some employees, the off-hours work messages are a constant reminder that they can never truly and fully disconnect from the workplace. Now, a California state representative wants to help limit the constant ringing and pinging that confound and frustrate many workers. New legislation from Assemblyman Matt Haney would make his state the first in the country to give employees the legal right to hit the ignore button on their phones when the boss or their colleagues call outside of working hours. Emails, texts, and other work communication could also be put off until workers are back on the clock. Mr. Haney got the idea from Australia's new Right to Disconnect law to be implemented later this year. It will allow workers to reject unreasonable professional communication outside of their regular workday. The idea originated in France and has spread in various forms to countries including Canada, Italy, Belgium, and the Philippines. New York City debated a similar proposal back in 2018, but didn't adopt it. Remote work, which the COVID-19 pandemic helped normalize for many workers, can make it more difficult to put a firm stop to the workday and truly disconnect from work. The nature of improved mobile devices, the adoption of messaging and collaboration technologies, and some work cultures and bosses that often expect work to take precedence in an employee's life have all combined to make the disconnect from work all but impossible for many workers. The California bill, which would probably go to a legislative committee for consideration in the spring, would require public and private employers to establish a policy granting workers the right to ignore off-hour communication from their bosses, except in the case of emergency or for scheduling changes impacting the next 24 hours. Collective bargaining agreements would supersede this law, so teachers, nurses, and other unionized workers would be covered by whatever their contracts say about off-hours communications. It will certainly be interesting to see if this right to disconnect bill gets any traction, even in a labor-friendly state like California. Most businesses and employer groups are against such a bill, generally claiming that workers already have enjoyed greater flexibility and work-life balance as a result of remote working policies. Having to take a call or catch up on email late in the evening or on the weekend is a trade-off that many workers would make to have flexibility during the working week to run errands, pick up kids from school, or even just do the laundry. Either way, the introduction of this bill at least raises the work-life balance question and encourages all of us to think about the role and place of work and how organizations and employees should best manage these concerns. We will continue to cover the important topic of work-life balance and how organizations try to improve conditions for employees here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.